Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, let's start with this story. Medical experts fearing the confluence of the coronavirus and a new season flu are urging people to get vaccinated for influenza. It's nothing like having two things to worry about as kids head back to school.
Yeah, that's right. If there was ever a year to get a flu shot, 2020 may be it. With the coronavirus still raging, public health officials are asking people to take one headache off their plate and get vaccinated against influenza. Not only will it help protect the people receiving the shot, they say, but it'll help reduce potential transmission of vulnerable people, such as the young and the very old, who may already have compromised immune systems. Rates of the coronavirus in the capital region are currently relatively low, but the public has been warned for months now of a possible second wave of the virus in the fall. And with the flu season kicking off in October, it's one more respiratory disease for healthcare workers to worry about. In addition to straining scarce testing supplies and laboratory capacity, officials worry that a widespread flu transmission during the pandemic will strain the health system that almost was broken in the early days of the pandemic. Public health experts say it's entirely possible the health and safety precautions taken to reduce the spread of COVID-19, such as face masks, social distancing, hand washing, could make this year's flu season a mild one, since both diseases are spread the same way. The southern hemisphere, which is in winter now, has had a mild flu season, and they believe it may be because people are already guarding against the coronavirus.
Particularly in the Schenectady School District, they're weighing the suspension of in-person classes now for grades 7 through 12 as they try to deal with the coronavirus.
Yeah, these city school districts around the state are just getting hit with a massive loss in state aid. And Schenectady's school board had an emergency meeting last night where they talked about their ways to cope with the major cuts. And Schenectady is joining Albany and Lansingburg in this area in weighing a move to suspend all in-person learning while they try to find ways to bridge the financial gap. The district stands to lose about $21 million in so-called foundation aid from the state and nearly another $8 million in other state money. School administrators discussed that matter during an emergency meeting last night where the superintendent, Aaron Bochniak, made a series of recommendations, including moving all grades 7 through 12 to online learning entirely and continuing a hiring freeze and postponing the start of pre-K classes until January. The district's also talking about layoffs of nearly 90 employees, including lunch monitors and pre-K staff, which would be needed if the schools were closed and pre-K was axed. Tough times ahead in Schenectady and Lansingburg, Albany, and other school districts around this area.
Then there was this strange story yesterday of a truck driver who hit a bridge abutment, got on the New York State Thruway, and drove to Amsterdam. His iron oxide leaked out of the truck and shut the thruway down.
Yeah, it happened on the west side of the highway between exit 25 and exit 26. The tear in the cargo bay allowed this orange powder to spread for more than a tenth of a mile along the side of the highway. The truck was found in Amsterdam, as you said, but the state police have not yet said if they're going to file charges or what the status of the driver was or why he did not just stop after he hit the abutment. There's a lot of questions left open, but it created a bizarre scene on the highway yesterday as crews were up there hosing and sweeping the iron oxide off the road so that cars could start traveling westbound again. The iron oxide is generally harmless unless you breathe it in. It's, of course, what happens when iron rusts. It's used in a lot of different manufacturing things for pigments. It can be used as a catalyst. It's unclear where the truck was going or whose cargo got spread all over the highway.
He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. He joins us on Tuesdays. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.